Richard Bloss played clarinet while in the Air Force, and after, he lived most of his life in Cheektowaga, eventually teaching his grandson, Christopher Wojcik, how to play.
I think for 2-3 years that I would be anxious to go to his house, just to listen and to see what progress he made, and he's quite an accomplished musician.
Christopher, who used to watch his grandfather play in big bands, now plays for the Army.
He would always play big band charts when I was always over at his house. He really pushed me on perfecting the clarinet as much as possible.
Amen.
Music in Memory is a program used throughout the United States and Canada that helps dementia patients by playing music they are familiar with. Activity director Mary Beth Mego says Greenfield's continuing care community has been using it for about 2.5 years now.
The premise is if you play the type of music that they're familiar with or that they were familiar with in earlier times, you can ask them short yes-no questions, and previously they wouldn't be able to communicate, but the music unlocks the door to their brain and they're able to talk and answer questions and communicate.
Richard's daughter Kathy says she's doing something she never used to do, sing in public with her father.
Me and him just kind of sing together, and I don't care who hears me or how bad I sound, you know. We're having fun.
Yeah.
And then that tune sticks in my head all day, and it's like, I can't stand it.
One of those tunes is Stardust.
When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Ah, but that was long ago.
It definitely makes them in a better mood, you know, and especially if somebody sings along, or I might just start something, you know, when he's miserable, and then all of a sudden he'll kick in.
Richard still picks up the clarinet every once in a while and maintains his sense of humor while at it with the help of his grandson, Christopher.
I noticed that his embouchure, even though he hasn't played in, what, like almost...
1,000 years.
Yeah, 1,000 years. Actually, I think it was like 9 years. I think it's been 9 years since you gave it up.
Your thumb. You know where the thumb rest is?
Yeah, right here, yeah.
Yeah, so position your thumb and your fingers.
He still remembers how to play.
You are a young man, and I'm an old man, 92 years old, you know, so I still remember music, but to a background. And to hear him play, even if he plays simple chords, hey, this is quality music.
Christopher has been in the Army for 10 years. When deployed, he says listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd would calm him when he felt homesick.
In general, for me, music, it's like a natural drug, you know. It helps you just straighten out your brain.
Dent Neurological Institute physician Erica Culligan says music is broadly distributed throughout the brain.
Your auditory cortex is involved when you're listening. Your limbic system, which is your emotional aspect of the brain, is lit up when you're listening to music as well. And additionally, you know, people tap their feet, they move to music, and so the motor areas of the brain are active as well. So this is great because with people with dementia, they're losing a lot of the memory parts of their brain, but the rest of the brain is relatively functional until the later stages. So even if they can't remember things as well as they used to, they can still appreciate the music, especially from their youth.
Music has become an everlasting connection for Christopher and Richard.
The bond that him and I have...
brings tears in my eyes.
Yeah, I think it's very special. Because I made a few CDs for him.
Yeah.
And every time when you used to turn it on, you know, like just listen to it, his eyes lit up and he's like, oh, yeah, like he just, is that you playing? And I'm like, yeah.
When we get together, we don't always talk music,
yeah.
Right? But we do get to it.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.